This WCBM podcast is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120 or online at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. The government shutdown has not affected us here. The essential personnel has all shown up. That would be our producer, Chris Klaproth, and me, as essential as that might be. Miss Robin is not here. My wife is MIA today. So, but we know she's listening. That was nice, whatever that was. And we'll send out greetings to Robin at the house. Good morning, dear. So, we are still locked in pretty cold temperatures here, but despite that, on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, our annual waterfowl hunt took place, and this year it was with Tom Slavin and Upper Bay Gun Club. We hunted in Prince George's County. I'm sorry, what was I talking about? Prince George's County. We hunted in Queen Anne's County. Yes, I knew there was some royalty in there somewhere. One of those, but I, yeah, it was Queen Anne's County, and a lot of birds around the Y area there around the Chesapeake College and that area. So you might want to, if you have an opportunity to hunt that area, the birds are there. While we were setting out the V boards, and these are cool, by the way, we set out 110 V boards with three birds each. A V board is a little folding, I don't know, Y-shaped thing. One arm of it is solid with a goose on it, silhouette goose, painted silhouette goose. And then the other two arms are on kind of a hinge, and they wind out, and they set up a equilateral triangle of geese, so to speak. And anyway, it was kind of cool. Never hunted over them before, but Tom's been, he built 400 sets of those back in the day, and they've been surviving and thriving and, producing geese for 20 some years. So that was the first for us to hunt over those V boards. Very easy to put out, very easy to pick up. Four of us in the blind, and, we were done by 9:30. Tom, you know, he would see a flock of geese go, "What's that reverb I'm getting?" I don't know. That's pretty crazy. I hope the listeners aren't hearing it. But if I sound a little funny, it's because there's some kind of reverb in the system here. It's kind of like a too much gain on something. I wonder what. Anyway, Tom's a great caller. We set out all our decoys, and by 9:30 we were done. Five of us. Ten geese in the bag. And we did some pretty good shooting, I guess. That being said, so that was fun. We dropped our geese off at Chesapeake Outdoors to get breasted out, picked those up, and we're good to go. I got enough geese now to feed me for, I don't know if Robin will eat it. She'll try it, I guess, but I got enough geese now for a while. Robin says, "Hi, Chris," via text. He's waving. So anyway, but you know what? It was cold out. If you're not careful, I mean, we were in a goose pit in the middle of the field. Most of the time spent with no gloves on, hands in our pockets, and, you know, waiting for the geese to come by. A couple duck hunters got out there off Sandy Point this past week. Maybe you heard about it, maybe you didn't, but now, this is from the Capital Gazette. Selena San Felice wrote this. Natural Resources Police say they rescued a man and his dog Tuesday morning after their boat became trapped in the ice near Sandy Point State Park. Immediately went back to rescue a boat with three more duck hunters after seeing them stuck in the same spot, according to Candace Thompson, NRP spokeswoman. John Russell called police at 9:40 a.m. from a cell phone on his boat. That would be the John Russell. That's what the article says. Saying he'd been duck hunting with his dog before his 16-foot John boat got stuck. He reported he'd been trying to break through the ice for 2 hours. Four officers boarded the NRP-147, a 38-foot metal shark steel-hauled patrol boat from Sandy Point to rescue Russell. By 10:15, we were able to break him free, and we got his dog in our nice warm boat and towed the boat back to Sandy Point. It was all over by 11:12. After dropping Russell off on land, Candace Thompson said, the NRP officer spotted another boat stuck around the same spot Russell had been. The officers went back and broke ice so the boat containing three more duck hunters could follow NRP to shore. Candace Thompson warned boaters, anyone seeking to go out on the water, to reconsider. Expected snow Tuesday night could hide cracks in the ice of a seemingly safe pond. I'm not getting the connection between getting stuck in the ice off of Sandy Point or ice in the cracks of a seemingly safe pond. Anyway, I digress. Quote, we know duck hunters like to be out in this weather, but this is a dangerous time. You got huge chunks of ice breaking free. They can damage motors and punch holes in your boat. Small boats are no match for ice that gets there floating, gets out there floating around. The temperatures being what they are right now, it doesn't take long for ice to reform around a boat. If you're out there and the water's in liquid form, it's going to start to freeze. Natural Resources Police also rescued a man they believe was waterfowl hunting last week when his kayak flipped and fell into the freezing waters of the Patapsco River. We talked about that last week. Our officers had trouble finding him in the chunks of ice. It was a firefighter standing on shore who guided our patrol boat to that duck hunter. So there we are, just another warning. However you feel about the way the story was written is fine. All right, 410 WCBM 680. We're giving away two sets of tickets today, probably both in this hour, because we have Matt Sell from the Fisheries Service coming in. Matt's headquartered up there in Western Maryland. He lives just across the line in Pennsylvania. He's our brook trout specialist. And right now he's concerned about ice fishing. He's concerned about ice fishing. And he'll talk to us about ice fishing on Deep Creek Lake, and, you know, it'll apply to other places. So we're looking forward to talking to Matt. He's been on the show before, very interesting guy. And I've actually fished with Matt Sell, so we'll talk about some northern pike and some other stuff too. So, all right, John B., we will say hey to Robin. Thanks for checking in. And noise in the studio. Also, John B. Sounds like you're talking into a tin can. Yes, well, that's what the equipment here was upgraded to from a Quaker Oats box on a string. We found a couple of tin cans. So let's see who's on the line. Hank is on the line, and he's in Locust Point. Yes, indeed. Let's talk to Hank. Hey, Hank, long time no here. How you doing?
Okay. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Alan, you gave a recipe out last week, and I missed it. I only caught part of it. Then I called you back, but I missed you by 10 minutes.
What was it for?
It was for the goose. Mm-hmm. Chicken broth. That's all I caught was
chicken broth. That's very simple, Hank. Can of chicken broth.
Right.
Or a box, you know, if you want, whatever you want to use. If maybe two geese, you might need a box.
Right.
Can of chicken gravy.
Chicken gravy.
Yep. No, I like the classic chicken. I mean, it's just a, you know, the Heinz bottle of gravy that comes on the shelf in the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
You can use that. You can use the mushroom gravy, but those two elements, the broth and the gravy mixed together. Now, I will season that goose breast. You can salt and pepper it. And, you know, let it sit for a few minutes, let that soak in. You can get any kind of seasoning. You can put seafood seasoning on it. You can get steak seasoning. You know, any of the manufacturers that you like. I mean, we've learned to like a couple of different seasonings, here recently. One is, made by, Cambridge Spice Company, Cecil Seasoning. That's a great meat rub, and you can get that certain places. But you take and you sprinkle that seasoning on a paper plate. And you press a goose breast down into it, and then you flip the goose, and then you sprinkle the top of the goose breast, and, you know, just kind of let it let it kind of sit in there a little bit, and you can put it in the refrigerator for an hour. You don't really have to, just as long as that seasoning's on the goose. And if you put that seasoned goose breast in that mix of broth and gravy, just let it cook in the crock pot.
It was chicken broth,
yeah,
and gravy.
Yep,
Heinz gravy, salt and pepper, and season. What kind of season was that again?
Well, we use Cambridge Spice Company. There's a number of different ones, but you can use any of the steak seasonings. You can use any of the seafood seasonings. Whatever kind of seasoning you like.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you sprinkle that on a paper plate. You lay your goose in it. You sprinkle the other side of the goose while it's on, you know, while it's exposed. You just let that sit for a few minutes, let that seasoning work a little bit, and then you throw it in the crock pot with your gravy and your broth, and you just let it cook. And, you know, 6-8 hours later, that goose falls apart. I like to scoop the goose out and just set it aside, let it rest a little bit, and then once it does that, I stick it in the refrigerator.
Right.
And then the next morning, I'll get up and slice that. I've taken that on, you know, in the duck blind, goose blind, and just, you know, just sliced it. Oh, it's good on a cracker, just as it is.
Yeah, I've been waiting all week to give you a call.
Well, there you go.
my grandson's supposed to go hunting this weekend, and he promised me a couple.
Goose breast? Good.
Goose breast, right.
Well, now you know how to fix it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alan.
Nice, you got it, buddy. You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. How's the ground out there? Not too bad today?
No, it's not bad at all. I know Robin's not there with you, but she's listening, so I was saying good morning to Robin.
Oh, yeah. She's listening.
And while we were out today, we saw deer running around.
You know, I saw more deer yesterday. We were in Cecil County. We met a new friend at the Assure Agency, which is Farmers Insurance. His name is Scott Slavin, and they have supplemented our and sponsored our hats for Blazing Camo Day on February 1st. That's the Hunter's Rally in Annapolis. Blazing Camo Day is what it's called, and it's 9 to 11, and the Assured Group has helped sponsor the hats, which we are grateful to. We give these hats away to everybody that comes to our event. You know, and we're walking around with all our orange hats on Lawyers Mall. And then as the lawmakers come out of the buildings, senators and delegates, we hand them an orange hat. And it's kind of a reminder to the fact that, you know, we're the hunting community. We're here. We vote. We want you to see us. And we want you to, you know, consider legislation that's favorable to hunters.
Seems like a good time.
Well, it is a good time. It's Thursday, February 1st. Come down to the Naval Stadium parking lot there. You get on, you go to Taylor Avenue, and you take the, I think it's the third entrance into the parking lot. It's like $5 to park. You go up and park by the plane, and then we catch that shuttle right there at the jet that's sitting on the grounds, and we take that down to Lawyers Mall. And we get down there about 9 o'clock and ambush the lawmakers on their way to and from to the different buildings and so forth. And last 2 years, the governor stopped by. You know, he said hi. I had his hat with me. We come out of the state house, and he walked over and looked at the assembled group, and he looked me in the eye, and he goes, "Where's my orange hat?" And I handed it to him. "Here you are, Governor." So, you know, he knew why we're there. So,
right.
So, anyway. I
my
like
other
that.
Comment was that today you sound like Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah, it's a little weird. Is it still doing it?
I don't think it is right now because I got it going through the Bluetooth on the truck, but
I got it.
Prior to me calling, it was.
Yeah, I got it. Chris fixed it. He worked his electronic wizardry back there behind. What button did you have turned on or turned off? You called the chief engineer? You got him out of bed? No, okay. Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad we sound better. That's
awesome.
Yeah, buddy. All right, Paul, you take care, buddy.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Here he goes. Yeah, we're giving tickets away. That's how you get it. You call in, you give Chris your number and name, and we'll probably give away two sets here this hour, and next hour we'll we'll pass on that. Maybe another set next week. We have a dozen tickets, so, you know, we want to spread them out a little bit, get you to call in, kind of incentivize. And by the way, if you call in to win the tickets, we do ask that you plan to attend the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, February 3rd through the 11th. And that would be lovely if you did that. So, hey, I do want to tell you, though, about Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. And now Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a complete and full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. You look at the brands on their website, and you will be impressed. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply next weekend, January 27th and 28th, at the Kent Island Fishermen's Flea Market, and on April 14th, that's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply from 8 o'clock till 6 p.m. So for more information, give Bay Country Crabbing Supply a call at 410-956-0300. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, I told you the other day we went for geese, and we heard some ducks, we heard some snows, but nothing came by. So anyway, we did wind up with our limit, so I took Jacob's geese and my geese to Chesapeake Outdoors to get picked, and that they did. They picked them for us right there on the spot, and they can do yours too. Waterfowl picking services for ducks and geese. Went in there the other day, and they were lined up. They got a lot of successful hunters out there, that's for sure. So these guys just got back last Saturday from the Archery Trade Association show, the ATA show, and they were looking at all the new lines of archery gear, crossbows, and things like that. Raven's coming out with two or three different new models, and 10 Point's come up with a new model. So, you know, if you're into crossbows and you're looking for one, stop by Chesapeake Outdoors and check that out. Now, look, they got the complete collection of camouflage firearms, Remington, Choppa, Escort, all the steel shot, all the ammunition, all the Yeti coolers, the bags, the coolers, the tumblers for keep your coffee hot. You got that steel shot, gear, ammo, decoys, hips, boots, waders, knee boots, camo by Bandit and Under Armour. You name it. They've got it all. And guess what's coming up? Yeah, they're stocking up fishing season. That's right. Big trolling center right there, too. New baits coming out. We'll talk to you about those later. But right now, it's time to head to Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island, Maryland. 39B is Dominion Road. Dominion Road, exit 39B, right off Route 50, right there in Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go float away.
There you go. Let's talk to Natalie and then Dawn. Good morning, Natalie. How are you, dear?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing. Same old me. I'm on the side of 97 putting out signs.
I got you.
Say hey and good morning and enter the contest.
All right, good. If you guys won the tickets, would you go to Harrisburg to the show?
Oh yeah.
You would.
Me and Dad.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, you're the winner.
I'm the winner?
Yeah, you're the winner. All right, stay in the line.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in the line. Give Chris your address. We'll send you tickets out.
All right, cool. Sounds great.
All right, hang in there. Go ahead, Chris. Yep, there goes Natalie. Don in Aberdeen, how are you this morning?
Hey, it's Captain Don. I'm on my way up to Massachusetts.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I pulled over on the side of 95. Just so I could call in to try to get those tickets now. You just gave them away.
No, I'm giving another set away this hour, and next week two more sets. What do you think?
Well, if I win them, I will definitely go.
Got it.
Good morning. A shout-out to the DNR police. I communicated with you about...
Yeah, you
problem
did.
...we had in our community, and... DNR was very responsive. I know they were deluged with calls from the community, but they showed up almost every morning for about a week. And, you know, they were checking the hunters. They were going out in their boat and all the other things that we've been reading about that rescues the DNR has been involved with. So just a shout out to them. And I appreciate
sure.
what they do, even though, you know, they pull you over sometimes and check you and all that. That's so.
Sure.
God bless them. I hope they stay safe.
Look, they do a great job when they're not hindered by, you know, from above. And most of them are dedicated to the wild natural resources that we have here in Maryland. And, you know, we do give them a lot of credit for what they do. I mean, these guys that go out in these boats and rescue these guys through the ice. And I mean, it's a matter of minutes in some cases. That one guy that went over into Patapsco, I'm sure he's still recovering from that. So,
Yeah.
I got
okay,
it.
Mr.
Yeah.
This, Allen.
What's that?
That's it, Mr. Allen.
All right, buddy. You headed up to Massachusetts?
I am. Yep.
Indeed.
I'm going to miss some of the fishing shows that are going on this weekend, the various fishing clubs and fishing organizations.
Yep, you're right.
There's a lot of them today. And last night I missed the one down at the Havana Club where they were talking about the spring or late winter yellow perch fishing
mm-hmm.
and all that. So.
Mm-hmm. It's out there. They're getting ready to go for the yellow perch. Are getting ready to run if they're not already. But you know, it takes a man to go out there and get them. You got to get out there and fish that deep water right now. And so, you know, it's not an easy time to be a fisherman in this climate. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So
go
to the shows, enjoy them. You know, all of them. All right, Don. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye bye. Yeah, Don sent me a story, the link to the DNR website on this is a story, acting on citizen complaints in Don's neighborhood, officers charged in Dorchester County. Here's what happened. I'm going to read it just as is. Acting on citizen complaints, officers charged a Dorchester County Thursday with hunting violations in an Anne Arundel County neighborhood. Yes, they charged a Dorchester County. Thomas John Pachowski, Sr., 61 years old, of Rhodesdale, received citations for hunting without a license, failing to obtain a federal waterfowl stamp, and hunting without a Maryland migratory game bird stamp. Officers set up early morning surveillance in the area of Stony and Cox Creeks and found three hunters in the area of Black Rocks about 7:30 a.m. Two of the hunters were in compliance with state laws. Pachowski, who was armed with a loaded shotgun, was found in violation. A hearing in Anne Arundel District Court has not been set. If found guilty, Pachowski could be fined a maximum of $4,500. Now, let me say this. Monday morning, I get up, plan on leaving the house at 5:30. I didn't have that far to go to Queen Anne's County to hunt, maybe 25 minutes. 5:30, go out, start the truck. Truck's dead. What's going on with this? Neighbor's out walking his dog, also a duck hunter. I said, could you give me a jump? He pulled his truck over, got my jumper cables out, hooked everything up. Truck's dead. I thought, well, okay. I don't know what did this, but we'll figure it out another day. Switched all my gear over to the car, threw everything in there, headed up the road, forgot my hunting license. So I got 10 minutes up the road, realized I didn't have my license, turned back around, got back to the house, got my license out of my truck, went back and went on to my destination. Thank goodness I was only about 5 or 10 minutes late meeting the guys, and it was plenty of time. But that's how important I feel it is to be in compliance. If you forget your license, you never know when you're going to get checked. If you don't buy a license, don't go. It's a privilege to hunt. It is a privilege to be able to harvest Maryland fish and wildlife, okay? And you pay for that privilege that's afforded to you by the state of Maryland to harvest the citizens' natural resources, and you get permission to do that by purchasing a hunting or fishing license. Rudy.
Alan, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. You ever going out without your fishing license?
No, it's always in my wallet, so probably almost never.
There you go. See? Yep. Gotcha. I carried my hunting license in my wallet for a while this year, and then I found last year's license in my little neck thing that I carry, and so
okay.
I moved it over to that, and, you know, it just hangs on the rearview mirror in the truck most of the time.
But, good thinking. It's been quite a few years since they had requirement that you had a display on your back. It's probably been more than a decade, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. And you didn't leave without that because it was always on the back of your orange vest.
Exactly, yep.
You know, but now, I mean, you can, you know, they make it so easy. I mean, you print it out at home, you can, you know, but I try to print mine out on a little heavier stock so it doesn't deteriorate over the course of the season.
Yep,
you know?
Spending a half a year in your pocket sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Some wear and tear on there.
Exactly. So what's up, brother?
Well, I spoke with you yesterday. Thank you for letting me call and talk about this. I wanted to invite any of your listeners that may be at Bass Pro Shop today or thinking about going there.
Okay.
Stop by a display booth that I will be at, the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center, called CBEC for short. We'll be there with a display table and some captive birds, some non-releasable owls.
Okay.
And CPEC is a 501(c) nonprofit, so we don't get any government funding whatsoever. It's strictly fundraisers and grant writing.
Okay. You gonna have a bucket on the table for donations?
Probably.
Okay. Got it.
But anyway, I also wanted to make sure that I extend an invitation to you and Robin to attend these lectures we talked about yesterday.
Okay.
As our guests, there'll be four of them through the course of the winter on bats, owls, sharks in the bay, and coyotes.
Wow. They all sound very interesting. No question about it.
It'll be, light hors d'oeuvres and drinks and a really nice lecture.
Sure. All right. Well, let me ask you a question. Now, on this display today, you have the captive birds there, but you're going to talk about the Environmental Center again. Tell us where it is in case anybody wants to visit. Now, I've been there on several occasions, and it's pretty fascinating.
Yes, it is. It's located in Graysonville, just south of Route 50. It's a 500-acre peninsula.
Right.
And the thing I like about these folks is they're extremely environmentally oriented, but they're also very, very reasonable. They do promote support hunting and fishing. There's a really cool fishing tournament for kids in the summertime called Little Bobbers.
Okay.
It's free. And it's really well attended last year, so.
Okay.
And they offer outdoor education programs for kids during the school year. Classes will come in, get lectures on oysters, on fish. They also have adult education programs. One is called the Maryland Master Naturalist Program. It's modeled after the Maryland Master Gardeners Program through the Extension Office.
Okay. And what time will you be there today?
We'll be there hopefully from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
10 to 5.
Things go well. Yep.
All right. Very good.
Well, hopefully you may have a chance to stop by. And if not, if any of your listeners stop by, I'd be glad to talk to them.
All right. That sounds good. And look, it's a great place to visit. There's some wildlife displays there. And the habitat that you talk about and the people that are involved in it are very dedicated. And we just want to encourage folks to visit and support this great environmental enterprise here in Maryland. And Rudy hung up. There we go. Okay, Rudy. I don't know if you did that on purpose or not, but we encourage anybody to go to Bass Pro Shop today and meet with Rudy down there. And you can talk about fishing with him, too, because he was with the Fisheries Service for a long, long time. Rudy was the one that instituted the catch-and-release surveys that resulted in circle hooks being highly recommended, if not required, for rockfish. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And let's see. Oh, got an interesting email there. Oh, he called back. Okay. Where'd you go, buddy?
I have no idea what happened.
I don't know either.
I did not hang up on purpose.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, so I was trying to say that, you know, you can learn about the Environmental Center there today if they stop by and see you. Where will you be located?
I don't know exactly. I have not done this before, so it's going to be a first time for me to be there doing this. I do not know exactly.
Okay, well, here's a tip. Tell the greeter where you are in case anybody comes in looking, or customer service, or, you know, let them know, because
I will do that. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, more information that these people have. You know, if you have a little handout flyer, once you know where you know, you can hand it to them, and if people come in that may have heard it on the show or, you know, found out about it some way, they can come in and ask, and the greeter or customer service can point
very
out
good idea.
Right to where you are. I'm going to guess you'll be back around the fishing department, but who knows? So.
Probably so.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you and Rob at these lectures.
All righty. Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Now I can hang up. So, let's see. Whoop. There we go. Chris got him. Okay. So, Wednesday, we testified on House Bill 7, which is a bill that allows a tax credit to hunters who donate a deer. And details are being worked out on how that's going to work. The bill has to pass, but it doesn't have to pass, but in order for it to be implemented, it must pass through the General Assembly process. So the hearing in the House was, House Ways and Means was Wednesday. It's coming up in the Senate on, I believe, the 30th. And that bill is offering a tax credit up to $200 for people who donate a deer, which means you can donate four deer, get a $50 tax credit for each one, and it's a direct credit against your income taxes. So if you owe $1,000 in taxes and you donate four deer and get four receipts, and you take $200 right off the top of your taxes, it's a direct tax credit. It's not a deduction like, you only get to deduct a certain percentage of it. So, look, there are concerns about anything out there. This is for both, regular hunters, and the farmers are also on there for, getting a tax deduction for deer killed on DMPs. Part of that is a good thing. that they will be required to have these deer that they shoot on their deer management permits turned into, local processor to go to the food bank, either through Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry or another means, or rather than let them waste in the field. And that was brought up in testimony the other day that, I think Delegate Beitzel from up in Western Maryland talked about farmers who will shoot these deer and just let them lay. And that's our concern, that that's not fair to the wildlife that's owned by all the citizens of Maryland. So we'll see what happens on that. There is no cap for farmers on DMPs as there is for regular licensed hunters of $200 or a total of 4 deer. So there we go. Let's talk to Stan in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. I tried to find the speaker button, but it's too dark in this tractor right now.
I got it.
I just could completely change the subject just for my own curiosity. Could you answer me a very personal question?
I'll do my best.
Okay. I was just curious, now that all is said and done, the smoke is cleared and life goes on, why did you, from where you were, why did you pick the Eastern Shore as a residence?
Because that's where my wife lives.
Hello?
Because that's where my wife lives.
Oh, okay. Okay. I really didn't know the circumstance.
We got married on December 16th.
Right.
And I had moved to Robin's place probably back in October. And okay. Selling my house in Baltimore County. And that's because Robin lives there and has lived there for 25, 30 years.
The reason I ask is, my wife and I were going to do the same thing, too. Back, a couple, 5-6 years ago, we were going to move to the Eastern Shore. And, we did the West Virginia thing for a couple of years. And I could do it with the job I have driving. That's no big deal.
Right.
But, because our state, to me, our state is the most beautiful state in the Union. I'm a little biased, but there are so many gorgeous places. I really wouldn't even know where to start. I'd love to go out to Western Maryland as far as Garrett County.
Yep, we like it out there, too.
And the Eastern Shore would be beautiful, except when you're trying to get home on a Friday during the summertime.
Yeah, I know.
But it was just out of curiosity. I really wasn't sure, so I guess, on the Eastern Shore, you've got deer, sika, you got ducks, so that'll keep you fishing.
Yeah, yeah. Got access to a lot of stuff.
You'll stay busy.
Yeah.
It's a tough job you have. But
yeah, I know. Well, right?
You've handled it very well for the past, 28, 29 years?
Yeah, we've tried. We've tried to do our best. Yeah. Anyway, I'm halfway. In Easton, I'm halfway between my two favorite places to hunt, Marsh in Dorchester County and the farmland up in Cecil County. So I'm a little over an hour from Cecil County. I'm right at an hour from down there in Vienna. So I'm happy. I don't have to get up. I don't have to get up at 3:30 and, drive two and a half hours to get to any of my hunting grounds from Baltimore County. So it's
like I said, I'm not jealous or anything.
No, not really.
I get a chance to hunt. Just about 365 days a year.
Yeah, I know, with that big rig.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm in my deer sit.
Yeah, but unfortunately, once you harvest one, there's not much left to eat.
You got to hit them right.
Oh, well, I'm glad you figured that out in all these years of driving.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All
always
right.
Listening, Mr. Allen. Always a pleasure to hear this.
Thanks,
show.
Dan. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. That's how I wound up on the Eastern Shore. What do you do? So, I just got a text. I wonder what that's going to be about. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. They're also gearing up for fishing. We already know when their fishing sale is going to be with the great prices. That's right before St. Patrick's Day. That Friday before St. Patrick's Day, we'll be doing that. And we'll be telling you more details as we go along on that. So put that down for the 16th on your
on your calendar that that starts for their 10-day sale. But let me tell you about some of the firearms. Now, we're still in the midst of the waterfowl season here, so, you know, guns are out there, you know, maybe something froze up, maybe your slide bars aren't working, you know, in the cold weather, you need something a little more reliable, and you're tired of that gun jamming up, and I'm sick of it. So you just go to Clyde's and you say, look, I'd like to see the Maxxis shotgun. This is an autoloader, waterfowl hunting perfection. It comes in 3 or 3.5-inch chambers. It has a powered drive gas system that reduces recoil. And you'll love the way this gun comes to your shoulder. Now, if you're used to a pump action, okay, you want to retire the old pump, whatever brand it might be, take a look at the BPS pump from Browning. It comes in all the gauges, from 410 to 10 gauge, and there's even a 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer model available too. It comes in bottom ejection. That's what features bottom ejection, so you're not slamming the guy next to you when you're in the goose pit or in the duck blind, and you know you're shooting the ducks and their shells are hitting you in the side of the head. Well, you avoid that with the BPS pump. DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo, comes with 3 choke tubes. And then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Now, I don't know about other planets. I don't know if, you know, Saturn has a particularly better gun than the A5, but I can't imagine. I know whatever they have doesn't come with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. This is the old humpback receiver. It's ergonomically balanced, and the recoil-operated kinematic drive makes it very soft to shoot. That's the A5 from Browning. At Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Warmer numbers here in the Baltimore forecast all this weekend, and not only here across the Mid-Atlantic, but a large chunk of the country enjoying some warmer numbers. 54 degrees our high this afternoon. You're freezing tonight at 33, and we'll be in the mid to upper 50s for Sunday and Monday. Looks like our next chance for precip comes in Tuesday, and that will be rain, as temperatures will be well above average, high of 55. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at Great American. AmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you long.
Ah, dead skunk in the middle of the road. Nothing like it. Opens your sinuses. You know, it's a brief experience that everybody needs. You know, every now and then. Don't you think? It's a life experience. Ah, good grief. You got Natalie's address, right? All right. Oh, that's good. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. Time for a couple more calls. And then coming up in the next hours, Matt Sell from the DNR Fisheries Service is going to talk about hunting, fishing in Western Maryland. Maybe hunting. I don't know. He's a big hunter, too. But primarily ice fishing on Deep Creek Lake. And we might talk about some brook trout. We might talk about some northern pike. So stay tuned if you like hearing about fishing. We've got one of the best out there coming up in the next hour. So that will be that. Anyway, I talked about testifying in Annapolis on Wednesday. And there's some people that like this bill. There's some people that don't like this bill to give hunters a tax credit. And also farmers a tax credit. And, you know, our contention is that, you know, if you can get deer put into the food bank rather than laying to rot in a field, that's a good thing. Now, there's a, the thought out there that says, well, you know, the farmers get enough supplements and benefits and things like that. The thing that we would hope might happen is that the committee, perhaps in its wisdom, might amend this bill to put a cap on farmers, for collecting tax credits on killing deer on deer management permits. But there's other things in the works that some people aren't aware of that we are, that, you know, we just haven't revealed yet. We just can't put things out there for public consumption that haven't been formulated yet. And there's a lot coming. There's two particularly strong pieces of legislation coming that follows this. So, you know, you just have to stay tuned and go from there. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, I can't solve the problems of the world. I can't fix the General Assembly to go our way every time. I can't stop a lawmaker from crafting a piece of legislation and submitting it for consideration to the committees. So there you go. There's Matt. Here's our guest. He's coming up soon. So anybody wants tickets? We haven't given away the second set this hour just yet. Who do we got there? Did anybody particularly impress you there? Natalie and Paul, I know they call every week. I mean, they deserve to go, sure. Who you got?
Well, the first person that called was Hank Melnick.
Okay.
And let me see. And then a gentleman by the name of Don.
Don called from he called from Pasadena. He might he's in the running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's it. They haven't had that many callers.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe the next one will be the winner. But we've got Paul and Natalie, right? So they're father and daughter, so they called in. Yeah, and they're very faithful.
Well, and see, that's just it. Natalie's got a pair already, so she can take Paul with her.
Let's keep answering the phones for the rest of the hour and see what happens there, buddy. All right, let's see if we get any more calls there. Our guest is already on the line. He's listening. Good morning, Matt. We'll talk to you in a little bit. So, yep, John B., great song. Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. It is. I wish we could play more of it. Some of them we can, some of them we can't. We're just about out of time on this one, so need a little shot of coffee here. Okay. Let's see who's coming up next. I'm kind of out of subject matter here. That's why I'm kind of stalling, but I don't need to mean to have dead air for us, you know. So just kind of blathering on. I don't want to do that. Oh, by the way, Bucks, Bears, and Stags, our scoring program, Bucks, Bears, and Stags. We have two dates for you to put on your calendar, and that's February 23rd, 24th. That's a National Outdoor Show in outside of Cambridge, down there in, I guess it's Church Creek, somewhere down that way, at South Dorchester K through 8 is the National Outdoor Show. We're going to have a scoring event there, and we're getting some response on that. Some folks are going to bring their deer out, and they're sick of deer, and, you know, we'll have a few deer on display. And then the March 10th is the Maryland Bowhunter Society dinner and benefit. That's at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. We'll have a scoring event there. In both cases, you're going to have to pay the admission charge or the dinner fee and, you know, then the entry fee to bring your animal in. So take a look at the Maryland Hunting Quarterly on that and stay tuned here, and we'll bring you more as we come along. Linda Whitemarsh, good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just wanted to enter into the contest for the two tickets.
Okay. So you're the one with the young son, right?
Yep.
So you would take a day off or a weekend day off and drive to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania and walk that show with your son. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like him to see. We're trying to get into a little bit more than just fishing.
Yep.
And I want to introduce him to a lot of different things.
You win.
Oh, great.
Stay on the line. Give Chris your address.
I will. Thank you.
We'll send you a pair of tickets.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Linda. Uh-huh. That's how we do it. And there's the music, too. So we'll get out of here for this hour. We'll be back in a few minutes, freshen up the coffee, and we'll be on the line to talk to Matt Sell from up in Deep Creek Lake area of the state. And it's chilly up there. It continues to be. So time for me to say get out. I'm struggling a little bit with this cold and whatever I have here, folks. So time for me to say get out, stay safe.